From Lagos to Paris, Burundi to Milan, Nelspruit to Germany, Parktown to Madrid. Hashtag MSWS Chris crossed the world and back. Live on Sowetan Live, Vuma FM and Rise FM. Be a part of it.
Now, running a top-flight football team is certainly no bump and place. So many challenges outweighing all of the victories. Now, these three seasons into the top league, I'm pretty positive that something Swallows FC chairman David Mukhashwa can attest to. Simply because, hey, it's been a very, very turbulent ride for him. As you know, the birds always sail by beautifully in the sky. But what do they do on land is the big question. They can't seem to fly well, though, above the Soweto Towers. Maybe even around the Daveyton area. Is there something up? Is it just one of those days? Is it going against his wishes and what he had hoped to achieve as the chairman of Swallows FC? But like I say, we don't speculate. We don't go for gossip. We go straight to the top. And that is why accountability begins with the man who's in charge of this project. A man that owns the franchise. A man that gives it the vision. The man that we all seek answers from. Sometimes very difficult. But because he's got this passion for the game, David Mukhashwa is with us again tonight under the bridge in Katlehong. We're down here in Durban. But thankfully, communication and technology allows these things to happen seamlessly. Mr. Chair, thank you for your time. Good evening.
Mr. Marawa, you well?
I am as strong as can be, sir. I should be asking you. You should be refreshed after the past weekend.
I'm well. And good evening to the listeners. I am refreshed. Thank you.
The shareholders, I think we should remind you of that.
Does indeed. Yes.
Yeah, just like in the game reserve, you know, the big animals are the shareholders of the estate over there.
Definitely. That's why they have so easy, you know. So if you don't please them, you can't find them, you know.
I hope you're not going to be evasive with us tonight.
I'll dribble you here and there, but I won't be evasive, no.
Birds have no capacity to dribble but to fly.
Definitely, Marawa.
So why aren't you flying?
Look, our wings are clipped. We should be able to fix the wings and fly very soon. So I think that is the mandate and the mission now that we have to, you know, get back into the skies.
I remember you saying earlier in the season that that happened to you guys last season, you did not want to go through it again because it was torture. I think it was tantamount to frustration. It was tantamount to many things that cause you a lot of health issues. But I look at the table and you're pretty much where you were come end of last season, and it can't sit well with you.
Definitely not sitting well. That is one of the things I raised with the coach and the team, that, you know, if you look at the log now, we are exactly where we were last season, and I don't want to find myself back where we were last season. It was very painful. I don't want to go back there.
I don't know if you've had time to really look at what has happened. I don't know if you've had time to digest over the weekend, as you gave yourself, and rightfully so, a little bit of time away from the hustle and bustle of the big city to try and maybe get into your system, Mr. Chairman, exactly what is going on. Were you able to, was your mind focused on this or not?
My mind is focused on this. I need to resolve it. There's about 80 CVs of coaches that need to come in and replace Coach Kerr. So I'm going through those CVs, getting advice here and there, and we should be able to find a suitable coach at the right time. There is no pressure to find a coach, because the minute you fall into that pressure trap, you end up making a mistake. And once you make a mistake, it can be a very costly mistake. So we don't want to make that kind of a mistake, no.
All right, so I don't get you wrong. You said there's 80 or 8?
80.
80.
Yeah, 80 CVs, yeah.
Sure, that's a lot of CVs to go through. What are you looking for, though, in terms of the CVs, in terms of a coach that's going to come in terms of maybe an approach or what you would desire to find at Swallows?
Look, ideally, I'd be looking for someone that is not going to struggle in terms of getting a work permit, someone that's just going to come in and get the ship sailing. But unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. I'm looking for someone that's going to come and stabilize the club, make sure that we don't concede as many goals that we are conceding. Because if you look at this season versus last season we were not scoring and we were not conceding much. But this season we are scoring, but we are leaking goals at the back. So we need to find somebody that's going to stabilize and make sure that we don't concede as many goals, but then we continue scoring as well. So that will make sure that we don't find ourselves in that relegation zone, because we don't want to be there.
What has become problematic at the back? Because I look at the number of goals conceded and it's crazy. It's almost a goal less than what Sundowns have scored.
Yeah, it is crazy. I don't know what could be the problem, because I think we have the players. I think it has to do with the coaches trying to find the right combination. But unfortunately, with football, you have to get the results. If you don't get the results, something has to give. And unfortunately, it's always the coaches that get hammered or get released when things don't go away. We're in game number 8 now. So that means there's only 22 games left. So every game that we lose, it sends us closer to relegation. So I don't think Solo supporters wants to see the club there, you know. I mean, this season already we've played 8 games, we've won 2, we drew 2 and we lost 4. So that already tells you that there is a problem that needs to be attended to. I believe we have the players, so we just need to find the problem.
Yeah, and I know we've got I think Nina Nhlupange load shedding that side in Gauteng. So I know that there's tower issues. So if you are getting a bit of a crackle on your radio, wherever you are, wherever you're listening to the radio right now, it will be resolved. Our technicians are working just over time to try and fix that problem. And we will definitely get it sorted out so that we can hear loud and clear and crystal clear this conversation, an important conversation. I think the chairman has touched on a number of issues around, number one, the coach. So after the news, and we're just laying the foundation, I want to go deeper into the then decision for him to pull the trigger after that defeat. I want to come back again and talk about, he mentioned that he would want a coach whereby he's not going to take a lot of time or waste a lot of time in trying to get that coach his work permit. I also want to find out why it took so long. I know, and I think City Press did a really, really wonderful job the other week in just chronicling how quickly other teams did to get their players a work visa. And it really was a case of announcing a player today in some instances, and the same day the player was able to play the beautiful game of football. Or he was announced today and the following day he was able to have his work visa and he was able to play football. And even the same thing happened with other coaches. So I want to find out more from David Mukhashwa after the news exactly what it is that is going on, because this coach is not coming to South Africa for the very first time. In fact, this is a man who's been able to play football back in those days here in SA. Yes, I know today it holds absolutely no water, but from a coaching perspective, has done it on about 6 occasions before. So what is different this time? We'll try and find out from him. So keep those WhatsApp voice notes coming through, and after the news, we'll definitely get on top of that subject matter.
Hey, Mr. Rob. Umkhumbo kwaKhumalo. Umlandeli weSwallows. Thank you for bringing Mr. Mukhashwa again back. I think that is leadership. It shouldn't matter if the situation is difficult or not, but for him availing himself, I think that's very, very important. And we really appreciate what he's doing. We know we didn't have a team that we supported, for 4 seasons. So yeah, thank you for him availing himself. Just a question. I read from one of the public newspapers which indicated that we will pay the Serbian players, and I think the heading was just for peace we've committed to pay. So my question, I'm not a legal guru, but my question is, aren't we then accepting liability for what would have happened to Moroka Swallows, not to Swallows FC? by paying those and we inviting the agent of Eco Alves then to come back and say, I mean, if you guys could pay for peace, surely I'm also, I can also claim what was due to me, even though it's a right thing that he's doing. Otherwise, we thank him.
Rob, this is Sakira Kanyile. I'm Laz. Rob, I want to wish Bafana Bafana a very good luck in tonight's game. And Rob, I'm worried about Swallows. So I want you to please ask the chairman there, what is he planning to turn things around? Because we are all worried about Swallows. Because I can see Swallows is sinking again. But it's too early to say. I wish them a very good luck. Thanks, Gabonga Rob.
Yeah. That is some of the WhatsApp voice notes that are coming through, and do accept our apologies. I had absolutely no idea what is happening from a technical perspective, but hey, we'll continue with the broadcast and take your WhatsApp voice notes and any questions directed to the chair of the Dube Birds. Mr. Chair, thank you so much for your indulgence and your patience. Some of these things unforeseen, but when they do happen, we try and salvage that we can. And I'm sure you can hear me loud and clear. Maybe the first question that came through from Umkhumbi Khumalo, just basically saying that you've availed yourself and he thanks you for that, for being able to come through at a time that is very difficult. Maybe give us clarity around the FIFA ban, the Serbian players, the liability as well. Is it for Swallows Football Club, or are you taking the burden from the then Morocco Swallows and making it yours? And won't Alves, the agent, then also put up his hand and say, hey, maybe there's something liable and due to me?
Thank you, Marawa, for that question. Very important, because it needs to be cleared. One thing I don't want is to drag this matter for a very long time, because remember, we are transfer banned. So that means we cannot register players for the first team, and we cannot register players for the Diski team. So without having players at the Diski team, we're basically planning for nothing. So I have to make sure that I do what is best for the club, whether it's by negotiating for a debt that is not mine and settling it, or fighting it on with cash, which might take long. So I am exploring options. Obviously, I am talking to the Serbian players to see if we can reach an agreement without accepting responsibility or liability for the 2014 matter, to see which one can be sorted out faster. If that is a route that I need to take, then I'll take that route. But if I need to fight it through cash, I'll do that.
To what extent, as far as digging deep into your pocket, is this going to cost you?
Around 4.5 million.
4.5 million. And do you think you're in a financial situation to pay that?
Look, it's always said when results don't go our way and people bring last year's issues up and say maybe players are not paid. We don't have those issues this season. So this season we've planned better. And yes, I have made provisions for things like that, because already I'd made provisions to fight the matter with CARES, because people think when you fight CARES, you just file documents. You pay a lot of money to fight CARES. So I'll see whether I take that money that I was going to fight CARES, settle the matter with the Serbians, or continue fighting CARES. But if I do fight CARES, it has to be a win for me. I have to have the ban lifted. So if I can't have the ban lifted, I have to go through another avenue of making sure that the ban is lifted. I cannot wait until the transfer window.
Okay. All right. I was going to ask you about the whereabouts of Vladimir Mandic as well as Obren Kukovic, where they are. But I'll find out from you straight after the news. Don't go anywhere. And once again, our apologies. Hopefully things technically will work. We're going to be back, though, with more hashtag MSW. Send through those WhatsApp voice notes, because, yeah, they are firing through. I still have the other question that was asked a short while ago by Usakile, hoping for things to turn around, saying that, yeah, the team is struggling. But if they are struggling, can they and will they be able to turn things around? So remember that those Serbians, they played for Swallows back in 2014, 2015. The likes of Leon Prince was still there. Umar Jazana was still coaching them as the head coach. And the club was relegated at that stage. So that matter, sitting with FIFA, it is a 100% dispute. That the old Swallows, which you and I know, had to go through legal difficulties, liquidation and everything, and that they literally owned those two players. And with relegation came through some legal responsibilities, which now sit on the doorstep of the current chairman of the team. So 4.5 million rand is a lot of money. And maybe it does beg the question and say, hey, maybe that's why you see the club working so tirelessly to try get this team to participate in the calling challenge. Because it's about the resources at times. You know, maybe at times you don't understand the magnitude of what it takes to run a club. Because it's not just about the financial situation as it stands, but it's also about the financial situation all round, what happens on and off the field. So, Tinage, as Bahabugel Nabalandil Bepol, Kambasi Bons on Kilizin, Tinas Bonajut, Ayabatala, Batalga, Haiguin, Zagelokna, Lokna Lok. But at the end of the day, it is the struggles like the struggle that he is currently enduring right now as the chairman of the football team as well. Also going to be looking at some of the social media posts. Benwandi Mtana says the Swallows team have got a rich history on our shores, but that doesn't reflect on the team's form lately. Maybe it's quite, you know, a debacle of coaches that departed the team have exposed instability within the hierarchy that runs day by day to operations for them. And of course, they need to reflect. And that is why we are reflecting here today. That is why we've got the chairman here today to really account and maybe tell us, as the people that are watching from a distance, what exactly is going on. We're also going to be touching on one or two players that are currently training at Swallows, if indeed, given the current situation, would they be in a position to sign one of those players, especially from a goalkeeping department? He lamented the defense. We all know that defense really starts with what happens at the back from the goalkeeper, then moving forward, and will it then assist them? And we've seen some, you know, goalkeeping mistakes, you know, from their game. Was the game against Golden Arrows the massive turnaround? Would the whip have been cracked if they had won that game? I don't know the answers to all of that. But one thing I can rest assure you is that Mr. Mokgashe would be able to assist us as far as that is concerned. Maybe let me draw you into it and ask you, Mr. Mokgashe, all in all, how much time are you giving yourselves to put finality as far as this FIFA ban number one is concerned and this legal wrangling?
So initially, I'd given myself 2 weeks. But now the problem is now FIFA has now shifted the problem to the agents of the two players, Vladimir and Kukovic. So we are now dealing with those agents instead of FIFA. So now we need to reach an agreement with those agents before we can go back to FIFA. So when we go back, we must say we have an agreement. Or we go back to FIFA and say we are not agreeing on anything, then we continue to fight. We'll take the matter to CAS. So we have sent them emails and supporting documents that they requested. And obviously, what we want as a club to have the matter to finalize. So we're waiting for them to respond. We're hoping to get a response by at least tomorrow. If not, we'll send them a reminder. I should say maybe in about 2 weeks the matter will be finalized.
4.5, which is what is stipulated you would be owing, they still the legal fees, because I would imagine that you're not doing all the legal work yourself.
No, definitely. There's still legal fees. And, you know, it's, when the 4.5, there's still interest because they're now talking interest from 2014 and all. So we might end up with a higher bill. So that's why I'm negotiating with them to see if we can get somewhere. You know, we can meet each other halfway.
Interest measured at what percentage?
At 7.5%.
Per year or per season?
Per season, yeah. But obviously it's not going to happen, no.
Where are these two players right now? Do you know?
I have no idea. Look, Rob, to be honest, I don't even remember seeing them play.
Yeah, we just see. Yeah, obviously, having followed the game, we've seen them. There's photos of them that are circulating within the media wearing the Swallows jersey. So are you saying that potentially there were players that were signed up but fictitiously played?
Look, I've heard stories of, you know, someone going to Brazil on a holiday and then saw people playing a beach soccer and then thought this could be a big player and then signed them and then they came here and ended up being a flop. So I suspect it's one of those players that were signed like that.
And obviously the beneficiary then would be the agent.
No, definitely.
And obviously, in retrospect, them now, because they have a legal claim. Have you had sight of the contractual document, that we can call a contract between club and player?
Yes, I have. You know, when you look at the matter, it's actually said that it got into where it is because there was an agreement back in 2014 to settle those players. I think each player had to be paid 30,000 rand per month for about 12 months, and then the matter would have been settled. So now I sit with that matter that's now accumulated a lot of interest and legal costs because I think they tried to fight the matter with FIFA using lawyers, and then all those legal costs now are sitting on my doorstep.
All right. I mean, it sounds like something that you really don't want, and we wish you the best of luck as far as that is concerned, Mr. Chair. So when you've got a player who is, I think, well-known to everybody, a former Kaizer Chiefs, goalkeeper who is said to be training with your club, are you in a position now to not sign him? Because he can train, but he can't sign him. Is that where you find yourself?
Yes, Daniel Akpey, very good goalkeeper. Look, I'm confident that we are going to get this ban lifted. So I'm working very hard together with the legal team to make sure that we do everything humanly possible to get it overturned. So if Musa is happy, because he's currently now the coach there at Solos, if he's happy and the ban is lifted, we can sign Akpey. But I'm happy. I know Akpey. Like I always tell footballers, you don't go to clubs holding a CV to say, this is what I've done. We see what you're doing on the field. So it's always important for players to give their best because that's where their CVs are, So I know Akpey, I don't need his CV. Just like many local coaches, I don't need their CVs because I know what they can do. So sending a CV is just a waste of time because we know what they can do locally. International coaches, yes, maybe you can send a CV because then we start doing the research from there. But for local players and coaches, we don't need CVs because we see you week in, week out.
The decision then to fire the coach, because we're kind of getting into that direction now, had you won against Golden Arrows, would he have still faced the same fate?
Look, firstly, Rob, I sympathize with Coach Kerr, and I want to appreciate and thank him for what he's done for the club. I know we didn't plan that we'll go to playoffs, but we managed to survive the playoffs. He has helped us survive the playoffs. And I honestly don't think if he had won against Arrows, the decision would have been made because we have performance contracts. So there are deliverables in those contracts. So he would have met what I expected from him had he won the match. So there would have been no reason for me to fire him, unfortunately.
So what was it about the game itself? Was it about the fact that four goals were scored? Was it about how much fun, let's say, Golden Arrows was playing? Because I really thought they scored some really wonderful goals. I thought there was great team play. There were players that seemed to have been together for 10 years, for example, because they were able to find each other with ease, with flair. And, would that have made you worry to say, but why are they making this game look so easy?
Look, for us, I know supporters and people, especially on social media, always think we wake up and fire coaches. I mean, they're comparing us to my friend in Kabega Chipa. I mean, we've only fired or released two coaches since we came into top flight. So I don't even know how they get there. So for us to get to that decision, it's not just about one game. We look at the previous games and then look at what is likely to happen in the next game. Then a decision is taken. So if you look at how we lost against Stellenbosch, and you look at how we also lost against Arrows, then it tells you that the next game will be problematic. So we didn't want to wait until we get to the next game where the where we'd have problems, because then people will already be standing on the coach's doorstep trying to harm him, and we don't want things like that. No, unfortunately not.
Was it getting to that stage where they were calling and paying for his blood?
There were some unruly supporters who were already exchanging nasty words with him, and it's something we don't want, and I would encourage supporters to stay away from things like that. We don't want things like that, definitely not.
So when that decision was made, I mean, did you give him a call straight after the game? What was your approach in terms of concluding then your agreement between the two of you?
Look, I was very frustrated on that day. I watched the game. I was not in Durban. So I waited for his, because I normally wait for the TV interviews to conclude, and then I give a few minutes for the other press conference. But unfortunately, I think there was a delay with him starting the other press conference with the journalists. So when I called him, unfortunately, he was in that conference and he took my call. I don't know why. You know, he could have just left a call and called me later. So I requested a meeting with him on Monday to discuss, obviously, the results and how we played and the previous games. And then, yeah, the decision was then suspended because I had to then speak to the players, because we can't always blame the coach and say, the coach is the one that is wrong. We have to find out from players what is the problem. I spoke to the players the next day, and then I had to gather my thoughts, speak to the CEO of the club, Mr. Klulu, and then a decision was reached on Wednesday that the coach must go.
What kind of feedback did you get from the players?
Look, the players, I think they're scared of, they're always scared of talking. I mean, to get a decision or comments from players, you'd have to speak to them one-on-one, which could then take the whole day. And unfortunately, I did not have the whole day on that day. So I could just read from their body language that there is a problem. They don't want to talk about it. So I was then left with taking a decision.
Okay, so I was about to ask you, was the decision then on the advice of the CEO, or was it solely your decision?
No, look, the decision are solely my decision. You can advise, but the final decision is mine.
Now, when you look at the kind of play that Swallows had, I mean, you look at the game against Stellenbosch, were you able to identify Swallows within that play? You know, Swallows are playing at home. You expect to dominate. I think that Golden Arrows game, you know, the few in terms of margins, in terms of percentage of ball possession versus shots that were taken, whether on or off target. But then when you look at the game against Stellenbosch, playing a home game, there's an expectation. Stellenbosch are almost enjoying, 60% of the ball possession compared to you guys. I mean, they are having 11 attempts at goal. They got 3 shots on target. That game, I mean, you literally had nothing on target except for the goal.
The last time I saw Swallows that I want to see play was when we played against Cape Town City first half. That's when I saw the Swallows that I want to see play. So I did not see the Swallows that I wanted. I think maybe it had to do with the coach trying to find a combination, changing players here and there, because there was no consistent lineup that we had that we could say this is a consistent lineup for Swallows. So I understand that maybe that could have been the reason, but unfortunately decisions like that come with the heavy penalty. So that's where we had to part ways with the coach, because I mean, 8 games, 2 wins, 2 draws, 4 losses, it's a problem.
Why did it take so long for the visa to come through? I mean, I made mention before the news to say, you know, whether it's an Allende at Sundowns or whether it's the coach at Marumo Gallants, faults that came through. You know, these were announcements that were made now and then the following day, they're either on the field or the very same day. And he has a coach, I think on 6 occasions it was cited that he's had and applied and successfully got a visa before. Why did it take so long?
I mean, even the Pirates coach, I mean, he arrived, he was announced, I mean, he had a permit. So with Coach K, we applied for a permit. We know that it normally takes about 2 weeks. That's the normal route, normal honest route. It takes about 2 weeks. That's what we know. So we applied and then it was approved in that 2 weeks. But for some strange reason, we were told that they can see on the system that is approved, but it cannot be printed. So obviously, if it cannot be printed, that means it's as good as you don't have a permit. So we waited another week. So it actually took about 3 weeks to get that permit. And it's so strange that we have another player that we applied at the same time as the coach, Daniel Goza, our striker. Even today, he's still waiting for that permit. So maybe one day you can get someone from Home Affairs to come and clarify these things. I mean, like you said, on Coach Care's work permit, it's actually, I don't know how their systems work, but they need to improve their system. I mean, if the coach has been at Solos and we're saying, we're extending the contract for another year. He's not changing employers. It's the same employers. Can you not just change the date? Because we've given you everything you need to prove that this guy works for us, you know? So, I don't know. They need to be proactive or change that, because it does affect the clubs.
Would you say that there would be sabotage? Because for me, I see, and it sounds like somebody was there to sabotage you.
Look, without evidence, I wouldn't go as far as that, but I would say something is definitely not right. I mean, I can't be waiting for a player's permit that applied at the same time as the coach when the season started. That player still doesn't have a permit up even today. There are 3 other players that we applied. We applied about 4 weeks ago. We're still waiting. So obviously now we're not under pressure to get those permits, because we're still dealing with the FIFA ban. But if the ban is lifted tomorrow, we can't register those players because we're still waiting for their permits.
I mean, would it be used as some sort of defense, maybe from the coach's side? Because I try to calculate during the day, and I'm like, hey, I'm getting to 11 games in total where the coach was simply not allowed to coach from the sideline. 11 games. Yeah, I know coaching happens during the week, but we all know on the day you have to read the situation almost immediately. We see it worldwide. You know, coaches sit there. They then consult with the guy next to him on the left, the guy next to him on the right, and then they make a quick decision because sometimes it's a split decision, not something that has to be walkie-talkie or written down. They have to take immediate action. So 11 games, Mr. Chair, that's a long time and a lot of games where your head coach is not sitting in the dugout.
Look, I would not have accepted that that explanation or reason because the coach is there at training. The coach has access to the change room before the match. The coach has access to the change room at halftime. The coach has access to the change room after the game. So I would not have accepted that because the coach had access to players Monday to Sunday. So I would not have accepted that, no.
Okay, let's take a word of advice here coming through from a WhatsApp voice note as we head into a break.
Chairman, Mr. David Mukhasho, Rob, just want to ask the chairman with regards to the composition of the technical team at Swallows compared to the other PSL teams. Is Swallows properly equipped or capacitated with enough people to enable the coach to do his work optimally? Because you often see enough with modern football that there are other positions within the team that enable the coach to do his work, like your performance analyst, your video analyst, and all the other positions. But with Swallows, we often see the coach being the one getting the boot when the results are not forthcoming. And secondly, Rob, with Munapule Saleng, did the chairman not maybe consider him bringing him back into the club, seeing that he's not playing at Pirates and he was doing exceptionally well for Swallows last season? And lastly, Mr. Chairman, the Swallows needs to be playing properly and competing because there's just a lot of people who want this team to do well because there's a lot of support that the team has got throughout the country. Thank you so much, Rob. It's Teboho here.
Teboho, thank you so much indeed. Let's squeeze an answer before the break. Mr. Chair, your technical team, is it capacitated for the coach to do his work, performance analyst, etc.?
Good questions from our Anton in Maritzburg. Sorry, Teboho. Look, Rob, the sad part that coaches don't want to talk about is that you get coaches that don't want to work with other people. And unfortunately, when we employ a head coach, we take advice from the head coach. So coaches have this fear that when you bring somebody that is qualified, they want to come and want to take their job. And it's not always the case. I mean, I remember I had a conversation with Shane McGregor because before this strikers coach became fashionable about two seasons ago, that he wanted to come to Swallows and assist us with finishing. You know, when the marathon of draws started in our first season. So we had this conversation, and he's still phoning me all the time. And I'm actually even considering it because, you know, I think it's something that needs to be done in modern football. There's Benny coaching Ronaldo in Manchester United. So Shane came to me 3 years ago. But sometimes you read your coach and you listen to your coach when you talk to them that, you know, the problem is if I bring this guy to assist, it's going to be a problem because the coach is going to feel threatened that this guy is coming to take my job. And it's not always the case, you know. So if coaches can allow other people to come and assist them, then we will, you know, we'll give them those people. Because it can't always be the case that Robert Marawa comes to coach Swallows and then he brings this entourage of people. So what happens when Robert Marawa leaves tomorrow? Then the club will be coachless. So the club has to have some people that are there that have been brought by the club at the club. Because if Robert decides to leave tomorrow with this people, then the club is doomed.
Okay, David Mukhacha, when you come back, we'll deal with the Saleng issue that he did ask her, saying, are you willing to bring him back? Because he seems to be pretty much inactive.
Marawa Sports Worldwide, Monday to Friday weekdays.
Rob, this is Akira Kanyile. I'm Laz. Rob, I want to wish Bafana Bafana a very good luck in tonight's game. And Rob, I'm worried about Swallows. So I want you to please ask the chairman there, what is he planning to send things around? Because we are all worried about Swallows, because I can see Swallows is sinking again, but it's too early to say. I wish them a very good luck. Thanks, Gabon Arop.
Good evening, Robert, and the Dube Birds, and my chairperson there, Mr. David Mukhasho. This is Brian Makuya, calling from Makuya. I know we're banned from signing players, but I wanted to ask if we are close in rectifying those mistakes that we need to rectify so that we can start signing players. One other thing, because I'm asking that because I think we need one experienced defender, one central midfielder, who is experienced as well, and one striker who is also experienced. Why am I saying that? We concede where we're not supposed to concede. And in the middle, we don't really, in terms of position, we don't really keep the ball as much as we should. Up front, we don't score as many goals as we should be scoring. So that's why I think we need to at least get 3 players from each department. Then I know we don't have that muscle when it comes to transfer, but can't we maybe at least allow 2-3 players that we don't need at the moment, and then maybe get those 3 experienced players. I would have loved to have Ndumiso Mabena, whom I saw, I think he was training with Orlando Pirates today. Mache, we thank you so much for being with us, for making us happy. Mroga Swallows is a big team, and we can walk tall wearing those jerseys around the country, all because of you, my chairperson. Thanks so much. This is Brian Makuya calling from Amakuya.
Good evening, Parop. I was speaking to Pegitemba Mapanga here at Pavotin. We have a chairman that is always accountable for his team. Yes, he does make mistakes, like firing Tuta. I think he made a lot of mistakes. He should have given him maybe about 10 games, but this is a very, very expensive investment, so I don't blame him. Can you please ask the chairman, Uti, what happened to Mabena? What happened? What was the story behind Mabena? Thank you. This is Big Temba Mapanga at Pavotin.
Hey, Big Temba, thank you so much. Mr. Chair, maybe one or two, there might have been repetition here and there, but excuse me, let me go back to the one about Useleng. Would you consider bringing him back to Swallows?
Floyd knows I'm not apologetic. I want him back, you know. I want Useleng back because he added value at the club, and they're not using him. So I think the boy wants to play football. So, and the boy knows that he's always welcome at Swallows. So if Pirates feel like they want to release him the next window, I can have him. But now I cannot have him.
What's the delay or what's the obstacle?
With Useleng.
You want him back. Yeah, I mean, obviously, we're not going to talk about the FIFA issues. But what has stopped it just generally from happening?
Look, they needed him at the time. And I think he was going to be, he plays on the same position as Dion Hoto. But I think he can play both sides. So it's, I think that is up to the coach to decide where he wants to use him. But I think if they have other plans and he's not part of those plans, he will be welcomed at Solos.
Obviously, a lot of messages that are coming through, Mr. Chair, just regarding, you know, the next phase, the next step for you. You did talk about the 80 applications that have come through. I'm being told somebody who knows a lot about Premier Soccer League football in Ernst Middendorp is said to be top of your list. Is that true?
Look, Ernst is on the list, yes, but I think Ernst might not be available. He has other engagements with FIFA. There's something I think he's doing for them there, so that might rule him out. But he is a person I was looking at as well, yes.
Was Fadlu Davids one of them? I know now he's going to Russia, as the reports have stated, but was he somebody you were considering?
Yeah, along with the 70 other people.
Yeah, we're cutting to the chase here because there's, you know, all sorts of individuals that come through from around the country. I believe even the Czech Republic and all sorts of other places.
Look, Rob, they're coming from all over. I mean, I mentioned 80 CVs. Out of that 80, 70 comes from all over the world. And they're all highly qualified coaches. These are all the coaches that I'm mentioning here. They have UEFA Pro licenses. So they're highly qualified coaches. And they've coached, some of them coached in the CAF as well. So, yeah, they're highly experienced.
I mean, your next game, which is a league game, is against Kaizer Chiefs.
Our next game against Kaizer Chiefs, so it's likely that Musa will be on the bench there. Even if we do find a coach, it will be too late for him to prepare a team for that game, because you know, the coach would still have to get to know the players and familiarize himself with the team. So Musa would be on the bench there. If we do find a coach by then the coach would just be an observer at that game.
It will be too soon for him to familiarize himself with the team, or too soon because he wouldn't have his visa?
One of the two. But like I said, I'm trying to make sure that, you know, the visa situation does not affect us. Because, Rob, there's only about, I think, four or five games before the FIFA break. So you bring in a coach and then he's still going to wait for his visa. Then there's 2 months of a coach sitting at home watching, you know, FIFA World Cup, doing nothing. So those are the things also that I'm looking at, that we've got 5 games before the FIFA break. So if we want a coach, we must get a coach that's going to hit the ground running, you know. So we don't want a coach that's going to come, sit, and possibly not even coach any game that is left before the FIFA break, and then only start coaching in January. Then we might as well wait until January.
Yeah, but then, you know, that's not guaranteeing you points. It's not guaranteeing you anything.
It's not guaranteeing us anything, but it's the same as having a coach that's sitting on the stands, not doing anything, because then you might still lose those points. And if the coach is waiting for a work permit and not coached any game, he can't say, I've been sitting on the bench. He has not sat on the bench.
Could have a local coach who would be ready to hit the ground running as early as that Chiefs game.
We can find a local coach, but question is, who is that coach, and is that coach the right coach for Swallows? Because remember, you can be qualified as a coach but not be the right coach for Swallows. You know, like I always say with players, a good player at Sundowns does not necessarily mean it will be a good player at Pirates. I always give an example of a Jose Torrealba, a very good player at Sundowns, but the biggest flop at Chiefs. You know, so it's not just because the coach is available you must take that coach. You must make sure that it's the right coach for the club.
You tend to agree with what 1010 Didiz is saying on Twitter. Says, please request the chairman to take a well thought of decision appointing our next coach. Rushing could land us in a much, much bigger trouble, and all of the best. I mean, you've got coaches that you could attract, or you could get coaches that could come out of their contract. I'm not saying you should do that, but if you have a swarm of coaches, whether it's a Clinton Larson or Lihlanolo Siema who's there, or Dane Clate who is there. I mean, I can go on and on. There are a lot of coaches that are still there. It took some time for Coach Pietso Mosimane to land himself a job, but for him it was the right kind of job that he wanted and he got.
No, definitely. I mean, I think the problem that we have now, it has, like 1010 Didiza said, we don't want to make mistakes and land the club into trouble. Because if you get a coach and that coach does not perform, that means you must terminate the coach. And that cost money to terminate, you know. So the problem is that it has become a job, more of a job than a calling. I know they say callings don't pay the bills. But you get a coach and he does not give you any results, he still expects to be paid. You know, he still expects to be paid. So you still have to part with money for someone that has not delivered anything. It's like you've got a contract, but you don't go to your show, but you still expect to be paid. So it's the same thing. But unfortunately, you have to pay them. But they always talk about that than the results. So I wish we can get to a situation where we say, we pay you per win, because then it's a win-win situation for everyone.
Yeah, we know the struggles with Telkom and as far as the sponsorship is concerned. Is there an alternative sponsor that is knocking on your door? And if you have, how close are you?
We are making good progress. So we are very, very close to getting a sponsor. We are fortunate that Solos is a brand that people want to associate with. So I think our problems will be over very soon. So I'm hoping that things go well, and then we can finalize that sponsor and also finalize the coaching issue.
Would you want to do a joint press conference of the coach as well as the sponsor?
I'd want to do that, yes.
Yeah, time is against us, but I always say that I thank you for your availability. Unless I've missed out something that you do want to address with your fans and your followers, please utilize the time.
I want to thank the fans for always supporting the club. But one thing I want to ask them is to stop bullying and harassing the coaches. You know, I don't think there's any coach that wants to go to a match to say, today I'm going to lose the match. So they're making our job very difficult by always harassing the coach. Theirs is to support the club. Management will deal with the coaching issues. I had one saying the mistake that we made was to fire Truta. They made it difficult for Truta. I mean, they started going to games with placards and stuff. I mean, we also had to protect the image of the club and also protect the coach. I mean, I know the coach said he was okay. He was not, he didn't feel threatened at all. But the situation did not look right. And at the same time, it made him nervous and the players nervous. Hence, maybe they did not perform on the field. So the supporters must just please focus on supporting the team. And as management, we will look at the decision that supporters cannot take, like firing the coach, because that is not a supporter's decision, no.
Yeah, I mean, it's been at times a very beautiful ride. It's also been a rocky ride. Are you still enjoying this, which is football, and you being the chair?
Yes, I'm still enjoying it. I always, give Banyaza a hard time that, you know, if he found me enjoying my life, you know, I used to only spend 2 weeks in the country and the rest, other 2 weeks out of the country, you know, enjoying my time. But then he brought me into this other life that I always have to be in the country and have a lot of headaches, you know. So, yeah, but I'm still enjoying it. Like people call it, it's a nyaope, you know, it's a drug. Once you're in, there is no going out.
All right, so hopefully with that nyaope, you won't be conducting, you know, traffic at intersections on William Nicol. Thank you so much, Baba, for your time. I certainly do enjoy every moment spent. And yeah, once again, apologies and thanks again for your patience and understanding our technical glitches that we had earlier on. For that, thank you so much, Mr. Chair. Best of luck.
Kum shalele.
Will they get back? Will they bounce back? The chair says for him, ideally, he would want to have a situation where he announces both the sponsor and the coach at the same time. Yeah, I suppose for him, all he wants is a little bit of money, which is something he's going to work for. See you tomorrow.
Three platforms. Rumour FM, Sowetan Live and Rise FM. Radio's Trinity. Hashtag MSW, we salute you.